what is the network for systemic impact? What does this all mean, and what is really an approach for building an organization's capacity to innovate? We wanted to invite Kippy Joseph from the Rockefeller Foundation to start us off and give us a little bit of framework that's going to guide us through today's discussion. So Kippy, welcome to today's webinar, and we'll let you guide us.
Great. Thank you so much, Charlie, and thank you to all of you who are joining from around the world. As Charlie mentioned, I work at the Rockefeller Foundation, which in 2013 will turn 100 years old. And the foundation has a 100-year history of innovation. For example, when a young Albert Einstein asked a lieutenant at the foundation for a $500 grant, the program officer said, "Let's give him $1,000. He may be on to something." So that was typical of what the foundation did in those days, which was test and experiment and then adapt based on what they had learned. And that looks a lot like many of the aspects of innovation today. We think innovation is important at the foundation in part because we know that the challenges facing poor or vulnerable people around our globe are evolving with greater speed and unpredictability than ever before, and that the solution requirements tend to be interdependent. That can be defined as a wicked problem from that theory from the 70s, but I think everyone can relate to that. When you create one solution, it often begets a new problem. So what is required is not only increased efficiency and performance gained with any particular way of addressing a pressing social need, but also innovation. And we believe that innovation is a critical capacity for solving the most pressing social need that the foundation is trying to address. So you'll see on your screen, I hope, a definition of innovation. It's quite lengthy. I won't read through it, but I think if you are seeing it, you'll see that the foundation thinks about a couple of things when it thinks about innovation. One is the discontinuousness from previous practice of a product, a process, or a service. That often means encountering assumptions and challenging those assumptions that may be underlying the way in which current practice is being conducted. One of the other things I'll just draw out from that definition is the idea that social innovation, meaning innovation that addresses social need and that has systemic impact, is recombinant. Now, that's just a fancy word for pushing things together and coming up with new ideas based on existing elements. The last word I want to pull out of that definition is the word wake. One of my colleagues mentioned this recently, that there's a nice metaphor, there's a nice visual of wake, because often innovation is most impactful not from a particular product or process, but from the ripple effect that it has and what it leaves in its wake. Usually we find that social relationships are stronger and healthier as a result of social innovations. So we know that while single innovations are important and innovations that reach their maximum impact are important, but how do we get those? For the last year and a half, the foundation has been focused on the organizational capacity to innovate. There's no silver bullet. There's no formula for what it looks like for an organization to embody this capacity, but we have distilled several aspects or several competencies that organizations have when they demonstrate a capacity for continuous innovation. One of those is the ability to engage a network beyond an organization's borders to think broadly about having systemic impact, meaning impact beyond the group of people that you may be serving or the law or the government that you may be influencing. It's thinking much more broadly than that and using your network outside your borders to achieve those aims. I really want to thank our panelists, Mary and Mark and Eric, for joining us today. They were invited in part because each of their organizations has really demonstrated the capacity to innovate over time, and each of those organizations do this bit of it particularly well. They engage networks outside their own organizations to achieve their aims. They each do it in a different way, and so we like to think of these aspects of innovation as ingredients, and everybody mixes the ingredients together in their own recipe to serve up a fresh new dish. But I think we're all looking forward to hearing from the three panelists about what that particular recipe looks like in their organizations. So I'm personally excited to hear more about how they have leveraged their network to forward their works and contribute to large-scale systemic change. I imagine you are too. So I will turn it back over to Charlie to engage them.